We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
98.7 at 1330 KNSS. Steve at 10 in the morning. Steve McIntosh. Ted Woodward. 8:30 now. President Trump says he's confident that his pick for Secretary of State will win Senate confirmation.
The president said CIA Director Mike Pompeo is the right choice to lead the State Department. And despite the fact that Republican Senator Rand Paul says he's a no vote for now, the president said he believes that Paul may switch his vote to yes.
So I think that Mike will be in good shape. We'll see what happens. You know, a lot of people are predicting other things, but I have a feeling it's going to work out very well, and I think our country really needs him.
Pompeo met with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un in Pyongyang over Easter weekend, a meeting that the president described as going very well. At the White House, John Decker, Fox News.
Prosecutors in Minnesota will announce today whether charges will be filed in their two-year investigation into Prince's death.
The 57-year-old superstar musician was found alone and unresponsive at his Paisley Park, Minnesota estate in 2016 from an accidental overdose of fentanyl, a synthetic opioid 50 times more powerful than heroin. Today, Carver County prosecutors have scheduled a press conference on possible charges, though the source of Prince's fentanyl was reportedly never determined. Documents released last year painted a picture of Prince as a man struggling with addiction, and also shows efforts to get him help. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
Grass fires continue to burn in many areas of Kansas.
On Wednesday, Reno County crews were battling a grass fire near Lake Cable Road, southwest of Hutchinson. Hutchinson Fire Chief Stephen Beer tells KSN News they've battled four structure fires and around 15 grass fires so far this week.
Crews have been busy. Last night alone, every single fire apparatus in Reno County was out on fighting fires. Everybody's right now on about 3 hours of sleep in the last 2 days, and it's taken its toll.
Chief Beer says that current dry conditions and high winds have made fighting and getting fires under control more difficult. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Wichita police are looking for a man who resisted, battered, and fled from authorities. Monday night, officers responded to the report in East Wichita of a stolen GMC Yukon from Davis Moore. An officer located the stolen car on East Pawnee near the Kansas Turnpike, saw the suspect pumping gas and getting into the car. Police officer Charlie Davidson says the officer made contact with the suspect, who began resisting arrest, refusing to comply, and injuring the officer in the mouth.
The suspect then jumped into the passenger seat of a blue Pontiac G6 and fled from that scene. Another officer did locate the Pontiac G6 at Pawnee and Oliver shortly after it fled, and a traffic pursuit ensued, which was discontinued due to excessive speeds in residential neighborhoods.
Police department is asking for the public's help in locating 40-year-old Brandon Paxson, who is a person of interest in this case. There is a picture of Paxson accompanying the story on our website, KNSSradio.com. Now a look at the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. May want to grab the jacket on the way out the door. A chilly start to the day, then sunny upper 50s around lunchtime. 63 for the high this afternoon with light northeast winds. Clear tonight, our low 41. Breezy and 65 on Friday, and a good chance of rain for us moving in early Saturday morning. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now partly cloudy, 36 degrees, a north wind at 9 miles per hour. 8:34 now, Steve at 10 in the morning on KNSS. It is time for entertainment news. Blurring that fine line between entertainment and real news, we call it The Blur with Ted Woodward. And leading off this morning with more news about the Cosby trial, right, Ted?
As it continues, the defense's star witness says Bill Cosby's main accuser in his sex assault trial had a plan to accuse a celebrity of a crime to get paid.
Marguerite Jackson says lead accuser Andrea Constand talked about her alleged plan when they shared a room during an athletic road trip in 2005. Jackson testified that Constand did say she was assaulted, but quickly pivoted to a scheme to sue for money. Constand says it was Cosby that drugged and molested her at his Philadelphia home in 2004,
Constand told prosecutors she did not remember any conversation with Jackson and denied the defense's assertion. Cosby is accused of 3 aggravated indecent assault counts. Jackson was not allowed to testify in last year's trial that ended with a deadlocked jury. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
A cultural icon of world wrestling entertainment has passed away.
The only living legend in professional wrestling, ladies and gentlemen, Bruno Sammartino.
Bruno Sammartino was a tour de force of the WWE as one of the most iconic stars of the then World Wrestling Federation. Sammartino would begin a record title run, beating Buddy Rogers for the World Heavyweight Championship belt in 1963, not relinquishing that until 1971. He would regain the title 2 years later and continue another 3-plus-year run as champ. The Italian Superman headlined more than 180 sold-out shows at Madison Square Garden, with rivalries against fellow legends like George the Animal Steele and superstar Billy Graham. Sammartino, an immigrant who moved to the U.S. in his teens from Italy, would be enshrined in the WWE Hall of Fame by Arnold Schwarzenegger in 2013. Bruno Sammartino was 82 years old. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
Artist Pink and her children will share the cover of People Magazine's latest issue.
My perfect rock bottom, beautiful
trauma. Singer Pink is on the cover of People's beautiful issue along with her 2 children. The pop star tells the media outlet when it comes to parenting, what's been most humbling for her is you never know if what you're doing is working. The Grammy winner reveals she swore she'd never be bad cop with her kids, and now she is. But the singer also raises her kids to know that gender neutral is okay and girls and women can do anything. Pink is currently on her beautiful trauma tour. Jacqueline Carl, Fox News.
Carrie Underwood releasing the date of her latest album.
Days after her first appearance at the 53rd annual ACM Awards Sunday, Carrie Underwood announced the release date of her latest album. Underwood will release Cry Pretty September 14th. The title track and lead single was released April 11th, and it has already topped the iTunes songs charts in 12 countries and quickly racked up over 1.3 million streams in the U.S. Underwood's appearance on the award show was her first since her accident. In January, Underwood wrote fans that she's recovering from a fall she had back in November. The country singer suffered a broken wrist and received over 40 stitches in her face. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
In Saudi Arabia, it was a movie night to remember.
Saudi Arabia's view of the world about to blow wide open.
You're telling me that the king of a third world country runs around in a bulletproof catsuit?
With the Saudi government proclaiming the showing of the first commercial film in the kingdom after more than 35 years. The Hollywood blockbuster Black Panther, screened in a concert hall, part of the cultural reforms under Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman, reversing the ultra-conservative dogma that banned movie theater screenings in the 80s as sinful. Going to be a summer to remember in Saudi Arabia, with a rush to build theaters, and the Crown Prince also bringing back concerts and lifting the ban on women driving. Uber now courting and helping train Saudi women drivers. Therese Crowley, Fox News.
A lot of activity going on the small screen. Let's get a rundown.
I'm Michelle Polino. 2 new members to the Stranger Things cast. Cary Elwes will play a politician who cares more about getting elected than serving the people. And Jake Busey plays a journalist with questionable morals and a sick sense of humor in the 3rd season of the hit Netflix series. Season 2 of Netflix's Glow returns on June 29th. The streaming service dropped the promo for the 80s show on the gorgeous ladies of wrestling, showing the ladies gearing up for a performance with a locker room lip sync to Michael Cimbello's 1980s hit, Maniac. Roseanne has surpassed NBC's hit series, This Is Us, and Sunday Night Football as the highest rated television show of the season. Claire Danes announced season 8 will be Homeland's last, but Showtime has not echoed that statement. While ABC's Scandal ends its run this week after 7 seasons and 124 episodes. That's Fox 2 on Fox News.
Here's a headline we don't see every day. The internet wants to buy billionaire Elon Musk a couch.
In a recent interview with CBS News, Tesla and SpaceX CEO Elon Musk revealed he has been busy working on the production of the Tesla Model 3. So busy, he's been sleeping at the factory on a couch. But since the billionaire says the sofa is too narrow, he sometimes sleeps on the floor and often doesn't have time to go home and shower. While he may not need it, fans of the tech mogul set up a GoFundMe page to help. The mission reads, Elon Musk is transforming our world to run on sustainable energy and use sustainable forms of transportation. Let's band together to buy Elon a new couch to sleep on. Hundreds helped raise close to $6,000 in 2 days. The goal was to hit 1,000. I'm Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
There you go. People helping people.
Yeah.
People helping rich people.
That's heartwarming.
Let's finish up with some of the late-night comedy. Let's check in with The Late Late Show with James Corden on CBS.
Extreme winds here in Southern California have left the desert town of Victorville covered in tumbleweeds. Tumbleweeds just rolling through the streets. Locals say it's now led to an epidemic of gunfights at high noon. Men just don't even know why they're doing it. They're just out 12 paces. What? They say this could really affect the town's main source of business, people needing to stop and pee on their drive to Vegas.
Let's check in on The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon.
You guys, I saw this week the Vatican is offering a class on exorcisms. It's the only class where the guy in front of you cheats off your paper by turning his head around 180 degrees. For number four.
And finally, let's check in on TBS with Conan O'Brien.
This is inspiring. Scientists have developed a robot that can assemble a chair from IKEA almost as fast as a human. A robot can assemble a chair from IKEA almost as fast as, yeah. Yeah. Sadly, in the process of assembling it, the robot has a huge fight with his wife. That's the big problem.
You lost a little wrench.
Yeah, yeah.
Where's my damn you?
There you go. That's entertainment news in the blur for this Thursday, brought to you by our good friends at Pizza John's in Derby. Of course, there's a picture of Steve and Ted right there on the wall at Pizza John's.
Yeah, outstanding.
So if you haven't been, you got to go. They have a website if you want to check them out. PizzaJohnsDerby.com is that website. And they serve up tasty food, pizza every day, Monday through Saturday, 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. It's right there at 208 South Baltimore off of K-15. If you've never been, make sure you get down to Pizza John's in Derby.
8:42 now, Stephen 10 in the morning. Coming up, editor Bill Roy of the Wichita Business Journal talks about a new executive at a Wichita construction company. That's on the way, Stephen 10 in the morning on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.